You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. We're looking at the final night in the first round of the William Hill Greyhound Derby. My name is Mark Walton and I'm once again joined by Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kerr. How are you, Jonathan?
Very good. Three nights down and one to go, Mark. It's seemed a long time since it started. I think we're still waiting for something to take the William Hill Greyhound Derby by the scruff of the neck, but wow, you know, what a competition this is.
Yeah, it's been fantastic, and as you mentioned, none of them really jumping out at you so far, but there were a few from Friday night that we can consider. Sidarian Blaze is now one of the joint favourites at 16-1. He was pretty good on the night.
He was very good indeed for Graham Holland, and it's just a reminder that when he gets the draw that suits him, which is somewhere near the rails, he was in one last night, what a fantastic dog he is. When he gets a chance to show his pace, as he's particularly impressive from bends 2-3, and he ended up going away to win by nearly four lengths from Mash Mad Blackie in 28.43, was a huge run.
Yeah, he's 16-1, as I mentioned. 20-1 for Swift Hoffman, who also leapt up the betting last night on the back of an impressive performance from him as well.
Well, it was, because things didn't go right for the Scottish Derby winner. He looked in some trouble, you could say, at halfway. He was breaking a buck as well. He won from a trap five, and all his previous career victories have been from six. That's actually notable and very significant. He only did 28.91. The race got a bit messy, but I thought it was one of the best performances of the night.
Yeah, you could also put Ted's Last in that bracket as well. A fantastic performance from Charlie Lister's youngster. He's unbeaten in three starts, and he's 25-1 now after winning his first attempt at Wimbledon.
Well, yeah, that's right. We're all looking for Charlie Lister's latest unexposed dog, I suppose, to come through, you know, in the, to go along with the likes of Taylor Sky and Sidearm Jack, who he's won the Derby with recently. And Ted's Last got a very similar profile. I don't think the form as such is particularly solid, but he did 28.37, was the fastest of the night. Admittedly, and probably when the conditions were best, but even so, you have to say he was very, very much notebook potential.
One greyhound we won't be seeing in the betting anymore is last year's winner, Salad Dodger. The champ is out.
He is. It's probably not the biggest surprise in the world, because his draw did look very, very difficult, and he drifted like a barge in the betting all the way out to 7-2. He just couldn't get a run, really, in the heat won by Shotgun Harley. It was a messy old affair. Salad Dodger, I'm afraid his dream, his title defence is over already.
Anything else stand out to you so far?
I think the interesting thing overall has been that early pacers has some way struggled to get home. There were some hard luck stories last night as well, particularly I think Dean Ridge Pennies. He got walloped at the first bend. A greyhound hit the rails on his inside and bounced out and clattered him, and he tried really hard, finished third, but of course we know this year third is no good, not in the first round. He's on his way home.
The final chance as well this evening to take advantage of the William Hill second chance offer. If you have a bet in the outright market and your greyhound goes out, you get a free bet in the next round on the outright market. So let's just have a quick summary of your outright thoughts, and Jonathan, with that in mind.
Well, looking at the greyhounds that are running tonight, obviously, I think Droopy's Ward, last year's runner-up, has been very, very popular. He could be a really good second chance selection, because although he's going to be odds on for his heat tonight, he's by no means a formality that, you know, he's going to finish in the first two, because we've seen how difficult that can be. But if you get him through tonight, you'd think he's going to be really hard to keep out the first three, which is what's going to be required subsequently. So that's the sort of greyhound I think people could be looking at with the insurance which this brilliant offer gives you.
Yeah, and there's a chance that if he wins tonight as well, he won't be 25-1 anymore. So
no, absolutely. Yeah. Accentuate the positive. He's a competition dog without a shadow of a doubt, and he's never run out of top company. So he's a greyhound that I think many, if I asked to pick six likely finalists, would have had him in there.
Mm. Right, let's get stuck into Saturday evening's action then. The first heat that we look at is the 7.25. It's heat 36 of the first round. And Trap 3, Eden the Kid, is 6-5 at the head of the betting for this one. It's 7-4 for Trap 2, Westmead Alexis. 4-1 for Trap 6, Land Jacob. 12s for Belmont Boy in Trap 1. And Trap 5, More Ideas, is the 14-1 outsider. Who would you side with in the opener?
Well, the market is dominated by Traps 2 and 3, Westmead Alexis and Eden the Kid. I'm going to go for Westmead Alexis for Nick Saver on the basis of his recent comeback victory at Henlow. It was a race he should have won, but he won it in pretty good style. 27.33 after an absence was a good run round there. And if you look at his form overall, it's very, very solid. He was a finalist in the Swindon Produce last year. That makes him overall a better bet, I think, than Eden the Kid in Trap 3. Now, he was running in Newcastle Graded Company about 3 months ago, has really progressed since then and put in a flying 28-23 trial. But on race form, Westmead Alexis is the one for me. So I'm going for 2 Westmead Alexis to beat 3 Eden the Kid.
2 to beat 3 in the opener. Then the 7.39 is the second heat we'll look at. This is heat 37. And the market headed by Trap 6, Viking Jack, at 11-10. It's 7-4 for Trap 2, Millward's Whitey. 100-30 for Bubbly Zeus in Trap 3. 12s for Halley's Boy in Trap 5. And Trap 1, Blue Rainbow, would spring a bit of a surprise at 50-1. So who would you like in the 7.39?
Well, I'm going to be relatively boring, I suppose. I'm going to side with Viking Jack in Trap 6. I'm making my best bet of the night. Basically, on the way I think this race might be run, you've got some real early pace greyhounds here, Millwood's Whitey and Bubbly Zeus in particular. Viking Jack has got pace to stay involved, but he's so strong and he's so used to coming through dogs to win. We saw that at Sheffield when he won the winning year in up there. I'd be very surprised with anything like a clear run if he didn't prove strongest. Millwood's Whitey in 2 reached the ARC final, went off favourite in that. Now, he really does want the rails, but he should be able to clear Blue Rainbow in 1. And I think he'll come on for this outing. He might just find Viking Jack too strong late on, but can qualify. Bubbly Zeus has been off a long time and will surely need the outing. I'm going for 6 Viking Jack to beat 2 Millwood's Whitey.
6 to beat 2. Heat 38 is at 7.54, and we have joint favourites here with Trap 2, Aero Babushka, and Trap 4, Limonade Turbo at 2-1. It's 11-4 for Trap 5, Tinwald Bish, 11-2 for Kakantu in Trap 6, and Trap 1, Swift Sevi, is the 14-1 outsider here. Who would you like there, Jonathan?
The serious early pace in this race. You're looking at Aero Babushka in 2. Lamana Turbo is certainly not lacking in pace. And Tinwald Bish, the Irish Raider, in 5. I'm going to go for Tinwald Bish, who was a winner here last year and has fantastic foot. He's the sort of dog that, if he comes away on terms, can lead round. And in a race where most of the dogs want to be at the front, that might just be good enough. For the danger, I'll go for Aero Babushka in 2, who certainly finds this trip at the top end of her capabilities, but has been brilliant form of late, whereas Lamana Turbo in 4 doesn't have such a strong recent profile. I'll go for 5, Tinwald Bish, to beat 2, Aero Babushka.
5 to beat 2 then in the 7.54. The 8.10 is Heat 39, and 6-4 favourite here is Trap 2, Kentish Man. It's 2-1 for Trap 4, Knee Jerk Reaction. 4-1 for Chaotic Linda in Trap 1, and 8-1 about Trap 5, Barnish Panther, and Trap 6, What No Fizz. I thought this was quite tricky, this one.
It is tricky, and I'm not sure the betting should be as wide as it is. I'm going to go for Trap 6, What No Fizz, for Heather Dimmock. He's one of those greyhounds that you should always keep on the right side. He pops up. He's capable of leading. He's also capable of going round handy and going well along the back straight. This looks a pretty good makeup. He didn't trap as well as he can when he was beaten in the trial stakes last time, but prior to that had won at Sittingbourne and Swindon. And I just think he has fewer question marks than a few of these and is a very decent price to boot. For the danger, well, Chaotic Linda in 1 was well supported to be the top bitch in the Derby, and I think that might be significant. She has a good makeup here. Knee Jerk Reaction in 4 was the Newcastle Puppy Northern Puppy Derby winner last year, but has had a checkered time since. I'm going to go for 6, What No Fizz, to beat 1, Chaotic Linda.
Bit of value there then in the 8-10. The 8-26 is the 40th heat, and 11-8 about Trap 6, Boyneside Fun. It's 6-4 for Trap 1, Vulturi. It's then 13-2 for Trap 5, Ballymacgaffel. 10-1 for Trap 4, Terminal 3. 16s for Hell Let Loose in Trap 3. And Trap 2, Slainstown Jacko, is 25-1. A full compliment here, Jonathan, but the market dominated by Trap 6 and Trap 1. Do you see it between the two yourself?
Very probably. Vulturi in 1 is one of the very best greyhounds in Ireland. Reached the Irish Derby final last year, also the Irish Ledger final. And went well in the trial here recently. Now, on that occasion, he led. Now, he's very unlikely to do so here. But if he can go round in some sort of a pitch, I think he'll prove too strong late on. Boyneside Fun is very unexposed and from the formidable Charlie Lister kennel. He's just stepped up from sprint distances recently. Will look to dominate, but that's by no means certain, drawn on the outside of 5, Ballymac Castle. Also, Terminal 3 in Trap 4 has pretty good early pace as well. So with a bit of crowding on the outside possible, I'm going to go for Trap 1, Vulturi, to beat 6, Boyneside Fun, and 5, Ballymac Castle.
The 8:42 is Heat 41, and this is headed by Bailiff Hubbard in Trap 6, who's 9-4. It's 11-4 for Trap 1, Burgess 4. It's then 3-1 for Trap 2, Oakville Rumble. 5s for Bruno, you know, in Trap 4. 7-1 for Ballymacloch in Trap 3, and 20-1 about Boomtown Nidge in Trap 5. Who would you recommend in there, Jonathan?
I think you can make a case for a lot of these. It's one of the toughest heats. 6 runners, of course, and only 2 going through, as we know. I'm going to go for Burgess 4 in Trap 1 for Pat Buckley. He's had his team in very, very good form so far. And this greyhound followed up a Cork win on the 9th of May with a pretty decent trial here on the 20th of May, 28.74. He should improve for that and looks to have a pretty good draw on the inside. For the danger, well, I'm going to look at Trap 6, Bailiff Hubbard, who won the Bellevue win in your in-stakes, also reached the national sprint final at Nottingham last year, so he's likely to be up there from the outset. For third, for the tri-cast, but not for qualification, of course, Trap 3, Ballymacloch, was a quarter-finalist last year, and indications recently have been that he's coming back to form. I'm going to go for 1, Burgess 4, to beat 6, Bailiff Hubbard, and 3, Ballymacloch.
On to the 8:58 next. This is Heat 42, and Droopy's Ward is at the top of the market in Trap 1 at 8-13. It's then 4-1 about Trap 4, Fire Height Tosh. 6s for Blonde Razor in Trap 2. 12-1 for Trap 6, Yasu Martin. It's 14-1 for Trap 5, Bubbly King, and 33-1 for Getter Reaction in Trap 3. An odds-on favourite here in the shape of Droopy's Ward, who was only narrowly denied by Salad Dodger last year. Jonathan, do you see him winning this one?
Made for Wimbledon is Droopy's Ward, but I do think he's short enough for this. And what particularly concerns me is that he's regularly doing sectionals in the mid-490s, whereas Blonde Razor, a very strong runner on his immediate outside, is going about a length or so quicker. I'm going to go for Trap 2, Blonde Razor. Mark Wallace had a brilliant night on Friday at Wimbledon, and I think this could be another winner for the champion trainer. If he traps in front of Droopy's Ward and gets across him onto the rails, he's going to take an awful lot of pegging back. Droopy's Ward's connections will just be hoping that he doesn't suffer any traffic problems, because if he gets anything remotely close to a clear, he will surely be in one of those all-important two qualifying positions. We've got Tricast here, of course, and I'm going to go for Fire Height Tosh for third in Trap 4, a progressive youngster from the Liz McNair kennel. I'm going for Trap 2, Blonde Razor, to beat 1, Droopy's Ward, and 4, Fire Height Tosh.
2-1-4 for Jonathan then in that one. Moving on to the next heat, which is the 43rd heat. It's at 9:15, and Bad Mood Rising heads the market at 6-4. It's 100-30 for Trap 2, Kentish Kane, and Trap 5, Soviet Kenny. 7-1 for Trap 6, Dromelon Dash. 8-1 for Millwood Steve in Trap 4, and 14-1 for Swift Turbo in Trap 3. Who do you side with in that one?
It could be a spot of value here with Trap 2, Kentish Kane, for Tony Collette. Was winner narrowly of the Hove winning urine race, and a low beaten favourite at Sittingbourne after that. I think his trial line behind Kennelmate Lens and Tiggy beaten 3 lengths is pretty good, because that's a very speedy rival. I see Trap 1, Bad Moon Rising, who's won his last 2 round here, maybe leading round the first bend, but Kentish Kane can keep that greyhound in his sights and prove strongest from halfway. For the tri-cast, I like the look of Soviet Kenny in 5. The Coronation Cup winner went round in a pitch in a trial stakes last time and went on to win. I think he can come through late, but second place might just be beyond him. I'm going for 2, Kentish Kane, to beat 1, Bad Moon Rising, and 5, Soviet Kenny.
Okay, on to the 9:32 next heat, 44, and 7-4 favourite here is Trap 6, King Ali. It's 2-1 for Blonde Nipper in Trap 3, 4-1 for Brogan Harvey in Trap 2. It's then 7s about Kulavani Esther in Trap 5, Judicial Review in Trap 4 is 10s, and 16-1 for Ardolf Mert in Trap 1. Talk us through your thoughts in that one.
Blonde Nipper in three for the champion trainer, Mark Wallace, hasn't quite lived up to his expectations when he arrived from Ireland. He reached the Irish Puppy Derby final at Harold's Cross last year, then won the gold collar at the same track. He's maybe just a little bit short of early pace in the very top company, but I do think this race could be run to suit. King Ali in six, who was the maiden Derby winner at Henlow last year, is likely to be up there from the outset, can go round in front, but I think Blonde Nipper in three can slipstream him and prove strongest from the third bend. For the Tricast, I like the look of trap two, Brogan Harvey from the informed Pat Buckley kennel, who has got scope to improve significantly on his trial at the track. I'm going for three, Blonde Nipper, to beat six, King Ali, and two, Brogan Harvey.
On to the 9.48. This one is the 45th heat, and quietly is 11-10 at the top of the betting in trap one. It's 4-1 for Honest John in trap three, 11-2 for two, Error Inferno, 7-1 for G-Lo Vegas in four, and Be Up Front in six, and 12-1 for the outsider, trap five, Home Raider. Quietly was the Puppy Derby winner last year. Can he make some inroads into the William Hill Derby here?
Well, he can. He won that Harold's Cross competition, and he's got fantastic early pace as Ian Riley's dog. I'm a little concerned, I think everyone will be, about how strongly he's going to see out this 480-metre trip at Wimbledon, which is a very stiff one. But he looks good to race clear here, and I think he wouldn't need an awful lot of trouble in behind to be left with an unassailable advantage. The main danger here could come from trap three, Honest John, who's a very consistent greyhound in decent company and won't be fazed by having to come from off the pace, as he showed when coming through to pick up Black Rose Rebel in a recent trial at the track. Of the others, and for the Tricast, I like trap six, Be Up Front, who is a good, solid open race dog and has got to big finals before. He looks to have a good makeup. I'm going for one, Quietly, to beat three, Honest John, and six, Be Up Front.
The 10.03 is the 46th heat, and Lenson Jed is the 5-4 market leader. It's 4-1 for trap five, Southfield Blue and Real Shirty in trap six. It's 9-2 for Droopy's Tremor in trap four, and 13-2 for Afane Scolari in trap two. Tony Collett will be hoping that both of his dogs can get through. He's probably slightly disappointed that they're both in the same heat as well.
I imagine that to be the case. Lenson Jed, you'd think, might be a likely pace setter here. Droopy's Tremor to come from off the pace, but I think both might have it on against trap five, Southfield Blue, for Dean Charles. Now, this is an unexposed greyhound. Although he's 2 years old, he hasn't got a huge amount of experience. But what he has got is some superb pace. It doesn't always click into place. He has been inconsistent at the traps. But I think this is a race that he could lead. And if he does lead, I think we might just see a far bigger run than some people are expecting. Droopy's Tremor can come through to claim second place. He's been noted staying on very strongly in recent weeks. Lenson Jed in one, I think he's short enough, and for that reason I'm going to overlook him. Going to go for five, Southfield Blue, to beat four, Droopy's Tremor.
Five to beat four there. Then the penultimate heat of the first round is at 10.18. It's heat 47, and we've had to wait all the way until now to see Droopy's Nidge, who's in trap five here, and 4-9 at market leader. 3-1 for Coolmore Joe in trap four. It's then double figure prices for the others. 12-1 for trap two, Well Refreshed. 14-1 for trap three, Jetstream Sound. And 25-1 for number one, Do It for Twiggy. And trap six, Brinkley's Dominic. Is it going to be worth the wait here, Jonathan?
Well, I was at the trap draw on Sunday, Mark, and we were wondering whether the greyhound's name had been put in the drum. It was taking that long to come out. I think he's come out in a heat that Connections will be happy enough with. There's no doubt that he is one of the fastest line-to-line greyhounds in the competition. The nagging fear has been whether he's quite got the early pace to ensure that he always gets around the first bend. I don't think that'll be an issue here. I think four, Coolmore Joe, will lead him early, but he can go around behind that rival and he should power clear from halfway. For the Tricast, I quite like the look of trap two, Well Refreshed, who is better than perhaps some recent beatings, even in graded company at local track, might say. But Brinkley's Dominic in six will be finishing fast as well, and he could be a value alternative. I'm going for five, Droopy's Nidge, to get off to a winning start at the expense of four, Coolmore Joe, and two, Well Refreshed.
And on to the final heat in the first round, and this is at 10.35, the 48th heat, and the market headed by trap four, Save the Don, who's 11-8. It's 5-2 for Rock's Home Kid in trap one, 7-2 for Droopy's Cairns in trap six, 9-2 for Calco Flyer in trap two, and 25-1 for trap three, Tintreach Willie. Trap five is now vacant, by the way. Who'd you like in there, Jonathan?
Yeah, the withdrawal of track record holder Fiery Splendor from 5, I think has made things potentially a bit easier for Save the Don in 4. Scottish Derby finalist, he was my selection on that occasion. He went round in front, but just got clipped, and I don't think was quite right afterwards, and then got all sorts of trouble from the third bend. He's had a very good sprint trial here subsequent to that. Now, he may just be short of an outie, but I think he can lead this field, and I'll take my chance that he can hold on. Trap 2, Calco Fly, has been an absolute credit to Connections and continues to reach decent, good finals, so I think that greyhound can qualify. Roxham Kid, we're looking to stay on, has a draw on the inside, but might just be short of pace to the bend. I'm going for 4, Save the Don, to be 2, Calco Flyer.
Superb stuff. What will be your nap and next best for tonight then, Jonathan?
Viking Jack is the nap in the second race at 7:39. That's heat number 37 in the competition. And I do really fancy the chances of Southfield Blue, trap 5 in heat 46 at 10:03. I just don't think we've seen the best of this greyhound yet.
Good stuff. Thank you, Jonathan. It's been a pleasure speaking to you for these 4 days. Good work getting through all 48 heats, and enjoy the action on Saturday night.
We'll do. I'm looking forward to it. Don't forget, the draw is on Sunday at noon, and if you want to get the details of that as quick as possible, it's on the Racing Post website, www.racingpost.com/greyhounds.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.